opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, her co-host. And we also have with us our co-host, Lenny Matthews.
Hi
and
there.
And we have some listeners with us tonight. We have Katie from Heavenly Donuts, our sponsor, right here. And then we have Shyla over here listening in. So welcome, everybody. We are brought to you by, again, Heavenly Donuts. Katie right here next to me. They have a 24-hour drive-through, walk-up window. And they're open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day in the lobby. They have great donuts, best donuts. By the way, good I just coffee. Found out tonight that donut holes are actually what the piece that's punched out when you make a donut. is that right, Katie? Yeah? That's a true story. Did you know that?
I knew that. Therefore, they're called donut holes.
Exactly. Trivia. Important stuff. And they have great coffee. They have croissant sandwiches for a little breakfast things. And then we're also brought to you by Carlene's Restaurants. By the way, I was just told that Wednesday is Wines Day. All bottles of wine? Yeah, half off.
At Carlene's?
Yeah, I think it's 4 to 6 or something like that. 4 p.m., 6 p.m. And also Deja Vu, brought to you by Deja Vu also. We have a great breakfast there. Oh, they have Deja Brew next door?
Yeah.
Yum, good coffee.
Great coffee.
Yes. So, those are our sponsors brought to you. We are brought to you by them. And if we would like to call, we would like you to call in because we have some really good topics today. I'd like to hear what you think about it. And, or maybe if you have something to throw in. Number here is 530-605-4567. And, you can listen to us on the computer or at kcnr1460.com or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can also message Ask L, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews on Messenger. Okay, so, ladies, what are we talking about?
Got some great stuff going on tonight. The first thing that we're going to go into is what a good man really wants in a woman. So, and we're talking about a good man, and let me.
Oh, a good man. Oh.
Let me just preface "good man" because you know, as we go through these, some people might be going, "Yeah, sure," but we're talking about a man that's ready, like a man that is. He's interested in you. He's ready for commitment. He's serious. He wants a loving, committed relationship. And so, some of the things that these men are looking for, we're going to start out with. The relationship-minded man in a woman is positive energy. A man, that's a really important to a man looking at a woman, positive energy and joyfulness. You know, you get the wrong man, he's not going to care. He's not going to care whether your energy is positive or not. He cares. He cares. He's in the moment. He doesn't. We're not talking about those guys.
Okay.
We're not talking about the guys
right.
Yeah, they're wanting sex. They don't care as much about your attitude because they're just focused on, you know, what's convenient for them. You know what they're after.
Yeah.
But a good man, as you know, one that's serious, you know, he wants a relationship, and so he's looking for a woman who is, you know, and ladies, this is important. He wants somebody that is going to bring positivity to his life. That's going to be important to him. What, you know, I mean, what man wants to deal with a ton of stress when he comes home? You know, he's been doing battle all day out in the world. You both have. I mean, it's, you know, whatever your situation is, he's not looking for that negative Nancy, somebody who's constantly bringing negativity, and stress. And this doesn't mean, though, that he's not going to be willing to deal with the stress of the woman. A good man is going to be willing to deal with a woman's stress. He's going to want to help her out, you know. But he also wants a woman that can bring positivity and love into his life and that can uplift him. So essentially, he's looking for somebody that can bring peace into his world. And, you know, more of an asset than a liability. So you know, if you're not exuding this positivity, positive energy. Now, when I say positivity, I'm not talking about you have to walk around like everything's good, nothing's bad, because that's not being authentic. But we're talking about a basic overall attitude toward life. So you're not consumed, your world isn't consumed in a lot of trauma and drama, but you have a sense of positivity. You really are able to support this person. You're able to support each other in your goals, to help each other out, be better because of each other being there. Somebody that doesn't exude, a woman that doesn't exude this positive energy and joyfulness, she's going to have a hard time finding a man that wants to commit, a man that wants to settle down. She'll find all kinds of the wrong kind of men, and then she'll be questioning why she can't find a good man. Men are just dogs. Men want one thing. But it's because the man that just wants that one thing only cares about that one thing. He doesn't care about your attitude. He's going to put up with the bad attitude because he's not signing up for it for the long haul. But a good man isn't really going to stick around for a lot of chaos and turmoil. He's a good man if you have problems that you want to work on and he sees that, that you want to work on them, that you're willing to work on these things, but still have a positive attitude about it. And again, I'm not saying the attitude of, you know, everything's fine, I don't have any problems. Basically looking at it like, yeah, I've got this thing that I'm trying to work on. It's got me. I'm challenged by it, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to figure it out. I've got some friends that are helping me. He wants to see that you're not going to stay stuck in this and that you don't become his full-time job. He's already got a job. He doesn't want you as his job. He wants you as a support in his world. So the next thing that a good man is going to want in a woman, and, you know, I may get some kickback on this one, but, you know, the reality is that physical attraction. A good man is going to want to be physically attracted. And that doesn't mean you have to be a 10, because there's a lot more to chemistry than just having perfection. But the physical attraction is important. It does play a role. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's all about looks, but having a physical quality or, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a certain body type or certain physical qualities. But what it does mean is that there is something attractive about you. You do have a sense of taking care of yourself and being happy with yourself, and people are attracted to different, not everybody's attracted to the same sort of thing, so that's relative, but attraction is really important. So, you know, having that physical attraction, if a man isn't physically attracted to you, there's nothing you're going to do about that. It's just not there. The chemistry is not there. He can love you as a friend, but if the chemistry is not there, it's just not going to be there. And, you know, look for that, because otherwise you are going to be wasting a lot of time and energy and heartache and heartbreak trying to chase the wrong person. In fact, don't chase.
Well, you know,
don't chase.
I've been looking for, on the hot, crazy chart, I've been looking for a hot, not crazy woman, right?
But they're can unicorns. You remind us what that, this hot, crazy chart is?
Those are unicorns, yes. You have a 1 to 10 on the crazy side, and then a 1 to 10 on the hot side. And where they come together, you have different levels of, you know, with
hotness, and
hotness and craziness. So if you want somebody that's not crazy, not very crazy, but super hot, they're unicorns. I haven't found one yet. Just throwing that out.
I have no idea where to land with that.
That's okay.
Comment.
I just had to throw that out.
get what you can out of it. I'm moving on.
Just a side note.
But you do bring up a good, you're making me think of a good point, and I tell people this, you know, if you're looking for somebody, the chemistry, if the chemistry is a 10, if the chemistry is off the charts, run. Because if you're a man and the chemistry is off the charts, and I think this is what you're talking about, like if the chemistry is high, maybe the crazy is high. I don't know, but if the chemistry is super high, chances are You're going to spend money you don't have.
Oh.
You're going to make promises you can't keep. You're going to say that you are able to do things you don't really do because the chemistry's there. And it's your body wanting to mate with that person and have the perfect child. But, and women, the chemistry, if it's a 10, you're going to turn yourself into a pretzel trying to be everything that you think that this person wants you to be. Because here's the thing is that you show up least like yourself with the person that you have the most chemistry with. So the chemistry can come later. You can meet somebody, good, and they could be not 10, but maybe they're a 7, and you get to know them, and then the chemistry. That's what happened with me when I was married. Back when I was married, I was the physical attraction wasn't off the charts. I mean, there were a lot of things there that I thought were attractive, but then mm-hmm. as we got to know each other,
right, the other
then
stuff
it
kicks
went,
in.
Then it kicked in. Yes, so. So, you know, attraction isn't love, but the physicality is important. And, you know, if the physicality, say you change in the marriage and this is, you know, Lenny, are you willing to talk about what you talked about pre-show?
Well, before you do that, it's time for a break.
Okay. This is a good time to take a break. So we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Good evening and welcome back. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show. And we have with us our co-host,
Coco.
Coco, Lenny Matthews.
Hi there.
Quit dancing over there.
Dancing, don't quit.
And we have a couple of friends with us. Well, one is our sponsor, Kevin Lee Donis, Katie. And then we have Charlotte listening in. Kevin Lee Donis is one of our sponsors. Deja Vu is the other with Deja Brew and Carlene's Restaurant. By the way, Wednesdays they have wine. What is it? Wine?
Wednesday.
Wednesday on Wednesday. Half off on all the wine. 4 to 6. Every bottle of wine.
During happy hour.
During happy hour. It's 4 to 6. And we are still waiting for our first call. Our number is 530-605-4567. We want you guys to chime in on this topic. It's a hot topic. We're talking about unicorns and whatnot. And if you want to, you can listen to us on KCNR1460.com, the live chat green button, or you can text L at
707-499-8999. And I did get a text.
Oh, good. And then also, wait, we have, you can also message us. Ask L, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews.
On Messenger.
On Messenger. All right. So where were we?
Well, we did get a text, but I don't know that it was meant to be read on the air, but Tim texted in and said tell Ron that they don't exist.
Well, the unicorns?
Or the women. I don't know. The ones that are...
Really hot and not crazy.
I guess.
Yeah. They don't exist. Yeah. But, you know, there's different zones. Wife zone, friend zone, dating zone.
Fun zone.
Fun zone? Yeah, I got to find that one. It's a good... Well, come on. You know, guys, girls, everybody's listening in. There's four women in here and just me. And I think I'm going to, yeah, I think I'm going to be in, I am in trouble. What am I talking about? 4-1. All right.
Okay, so back, we'll just try to get back on track here. So we're talking about the qualities that, what a good man really wants in a woman. And we covered positive energy, joyfulness. Physical attraction, which we're still on, because that's a touchy one. Some people feel like, well, if you're in love, it shouldn't matter what happens to you. It shouldn't matter. Looks shouldn't matter. And it does matter. Physical attraction does matter. And, Lenny, you said some really good things. I'm putting you on the spot here.
She brought up
some really good things. Pre-show, we go over our notes together, and I really liked what you had to say because it you say it better than I do.
Well, thank you. That comes from experience. I just really believe that if you're with someone and you're at your best, you are what they signed up for. I don't think it's fair, rather you're married or just in a committed relationship, that down the road you change, you quit taking care of yourself. You don't don't have any self-pride. Maybe your hygiene isn't as good. And in my opinion, that is not fair to your partner because even though they love your heart. They love who you are. They love your mind. That's not what they signed up for. Mm-hmm. And why would they not want you to care about yourself any more than that? If I love someone, I want to be the best that I can be for them always.
Yeah.
I want to be that for them.
That's really part of being all in and part of really showing up your very best for that relationship. Do your best, show up your best, give your best, be your best.
Absolutely.
Of course, there are things in life that happen, and we're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, avoidable changes. And the same could be said, you know, for example, in my situation where addiction showed up a couple of years into the marriage, and I remember thinking, I didn't sign up for this. This is not fair. This was not on the table. And now I'm in this with this thing that's coming, you know, that's being brought in. So physicality, you know, I will say this, that when there is true love and true connection, there is a lot more flexibility around the physicality. You can shift and change. For example, I got pregnant, I got big, I had kids, but I always worked at getting myself back in shape and not just letting myself go and, oh, you're just going to have to deal with it. You love me, just deal with it. What, you don't love me? That's not fair. That's not showing up well.
So there's avoidable and unavoidable.
Well, at least there's trying. And so, like I said, when there's avoidable and unavoidable, yes. And we don't have to go in.
Yeah, there could be medical.
We don't have to go into those things. Right. Yes. But that's not what we're talking about. True love, as I was saying, it can be flexible around some of these, you know, changes. When you're pregnant, you're going to put on weight. There's flexibility. Your body changes. A man that loves you typically isn't going to be bothered by those changes, but might be bothered if you just let yourself go and don't come back and don't take interest in yourself. They love a woman that is passionate about life, about themselves, that see that care. That's a woman that has that confidence is attractive to a man. Mm-hmm. So what happens then is that if attraction goes out the window, respect goes out the window. Once respect goes out the window, sexual pleasure goes out the window, and then a lot falls by the wayside because of neglecting this need to maintain attraction. So that was point number two. The next thing is that men really love in a woman is transparency. Which, you know, again, there's some of the stuff that may seem counterintuitive, but men, for the most part, they're, and I get this a lot from men, they're logical thinkers. They do not speak in code. So, you know, we're focusing on good men here, and to a good man that's serious about you, he's looking for transparency. A man that is not a good man, he doesn't want you to be transparent. He doesn't want the time. He doesn't want to be bothered. He doesn't want you to interrupt his world or bother his world. If a man is like that, chances are he's not the kind of guy that you're going to want to put in the long investment in for a serious relationship. You know, a good man, he's going to want the transparency. He's going to want to see that, you know, he doesn't want to play the I have to figure this out game. You know, it's not that he won't love you enough to not try to discover things on his own about you. But, you know, he's also not looking for the woman who's going to make it a constant process of interpreting, analyzing, figuring out, connecting the dots on his own. This is stressful to a man when a woman's like, you should know. You should figure it out. I shouldn't have to tell you. Well, women, we have the hint rule book. We give hints with each other. We get it. We know the rules with each other. We get it. Men didn't get that rule book.
No.
Yeah.
We don't take hints.
And it's,
you have to tell
torment.
Us. You have
yes.
to tell us directly, you know?
Yes. So for a woman that's transparent, willing to be transparent, you know, that's very attractive to a man. When a woman can be transparent and forthcoming, this is going to be very welcomed by the man that's serious about you because he wants and needs and desires your transparency. So, you know, he wants you to tell him what's wrong. He wants you to tell him when you're desiring something. And it's not something that men get from the average women. And you hear men complain all the time about how confusing women are.
No.
Or complicated.
No.
We're confusing. So, if you have to be afraid about being transparent, chances are that is not a relationship that's going to be serious. If you're having to withhold and hold back.
Because you don't feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the next thing that I have down that a man really wants is, oddly, he wants a woman that has a willingness to listen. And we don't think about that. We think about, you know, we want a man that's going to listen to us. But a man really wants a woman that's willing to listen. So many times men find themselves in situations with women where the women aren't really listening. They are just talking all over the top of them. And they're waiting, they're listening so they can give a rebuttal. She's busy processing, analyzing. She's so busy doing these things, she's not really listening to him. So what will happen in this case, if a man's trying to share with you and you're thinking about a rebuttal and how you're going to answer to this and justify this and be right about your feelings, is eventually what's going to happen is he's going to stop talking. So we're going to train them to just stop talking. And I've shared this before. That's one of the mistakes I made in my marriage. If you show a willingness to listen and pause and stop overanalyzing what he's saying, this is going to make him feel like you're a quality woman. And really listening, because men do talk for what is the point. So you really can listen to a man and listen. What is the point that he's making? You know,
and I think they need validation.
Right.
After they tell you something, the way you let them know that you've heard them is by your validation. You know?
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I'll share a situation I experienced once, which was, where somebody that I was interested in at one time said to me, well, I feel like you picked me apart. You said this, and you said this, and you said this. Well, I wanted to rebuttal, but I didn't mean that. But I wasn't mean that. But I just listened. And that carried a lot of weight that I just listened and thought, you know, you're right, I did say those things. valid. I did say those things valid. Yeah, you know, and that carried a lot of weight. So,
well, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're so welcome.
It is time for a break now.
Okay, we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is
Elle. Hi, this is Rather, co-host of the Ask Elle Show. We're back. Oh, we also have our co-host, Lenny Matthews.
Hi there.
Hi there. And we also have our one of our sponsors with us from Emily Donuts, Katie, and a friend, Shyla, listening in, having fun with us. So, yes, we have Deja Vu sponsoring us today, mm-hmm. along with Carlene's. Oh, Deja Vu next door. Deja Vu. Great coffee. And Heavenly Donuts, again, at they have a 24-hour drive-thru and a walk-up window, and they have more than just donuts, believe it or not. They even have donut holes, okay, from donuts.
Tell us what donut holes are.
Donut holes are the thing you punch out of the middle of a donut, and then you fry it up, and it's a donut hole. It's a trivia I just learned about today. Oh, and we've been talking to Katie about, Lenny, you were wanting a keto corner.
Yes.
And we've been talking to Katie tonight, and she's working on putting this little keto corner room. You have donuts where you can smell them.
And lick them.
And lick them.
And they're very low carbohydrate, low in sugar, but you can smell them and lick them.
Mm.
And that would be awesome.
Katie. We'll let you know when we have that room. Okay. We'd like you to call us on this topic that we're talking about. It's 530-605-4567 or listen in at kcnr1460.com or 96.5 FM. Or you can text Ask Elle at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message some messenger to Ask Elle or Ron Lim or Lenny Matthews. So before we take a break. Where were we?
Well, we're talking about what a good man really wants in a woman. Ooh. So we're just going over some of the things that, you know, this is what a man that's really serious about a relationship, wanting to settle down, looking for commitment. These are the things that he's going to be looking for. And if a guy's not ready to settle down, these things aren't going to matter so much. He's you know, not interested in the long term. But a good man will be, and I was finishing off with a willingness to listen. And the next one is that, and I think this one's obvious, but it's he wants your respect. You know, you've heard me say many, many times that women value security, and I'm going to get into that hopefully later on, that women value security and men value respect. That's a big deal. And so to be with a woman that he doesn't feel respected by is a very difficult thing for a man, and it's not necessarily going to make him want to deal with that for the rest of his life. So if he's not feeling respected by you, you know, ask yourself, why don't I respect this person? Should I even be in this relationship? For the man that, you know, men that are listening to this, if you have to give her something to respect, you have to give her something to respect, not if you have to. No, you have to. You have to give her something to respect. You want her to respect, but you have to give her something to respect. You know, yeah. Be a respectable person, right. And usually that's with your work ethic or your, how you show up as a man, and being loyal to your word, keeping your word. You can't expect a woman to respect you if you're doing things to the contrary. If you're going out with your friends and you're not acting respectable while you're out, she's not going to respect you. But again, I want to say that a good man that is looking for a relationship, is serious about commitment, isn't typically the person that's going to be out doing these things that are not respectable. And Lenny wrote a note to me saying respect is earned. And I agree with that, with a caveat to it. Respect is earned, but also I will give somebody respect. You're going to have my respect. If I consider you like somebody that I want to talk to and get to know, you're going to have my respect, and then you're going to have to do things that take that respect away a little bit. I'll start to learn that you're going to. So you're right. It's a reverse earning, maybe. It's a type of, you know.
I think you can tell in the beginning whether or not he's a respectable man. And then if it gets to a point where somebody has done something to take away that respect, then obviously you have to earn it back. But we're talking about a good man.
Yeah, a man that's wanting exactly. A serious relationship, committed. I've said that many times. But so you can't expect a woman to respect you if you're not doing things that are respectable. But you know, I don't think a man that's ready to commit, is chances are he's respectable. As the woman, you have to be willing and able to give respect. So for a lot of us women, we're holding on to past trauma, we're holding on to experiences that limit our respect, because we're worried that giving respect is going to make us more vulnerable. If I give that person respect, it's going to make me vulnerable, and then what's going to happen? I'm going to get hurt. So that's a personal problem, and that's something, if you have that where you just can't give the person respect, then there's work that needs to be done. You have to go work on those trauma issues. What a good man wants and desires is that a woman, that she respects him. Because if you can't respect him, you cannot possibly love him. So he is going to know that. If she doesn't respect me, she's not possibly going to know me. How is she going to have my back? How is she going to be in the game with me? How is she going to support my plan with me? If you're in a relationship where you do not respect the guy, I said this just a few seconds ago, and you don't feel he deserves your respect, then ask yourself why you're in it. And there's no point in continuing a relationship if you're not going to find ways to respect each other. It's just pointless. If there's no respect, if you're not feeling it, don't waste each other's time. Another thing that a man is looking for, a good man, is loyalty and support. Good men are valuing loyalty and support. That's not to confuse support with carrying somebody on your back and taking care of his every need and financially supporting him, and he's not doing anything to better himself. That's not support. What do we call that? I don't know what we want to call that, but that's not support. Support is believing in him, understanding that he has to make time to build his dream, but encouraging him in it. So working with him in a way that allows him to pour into his purpose, because that's really important for men to have his purpose. you know, interact with him in a way that allows him to pour into his purpose and pour into the relationship. It's important that you're able, oh, this is a big one. It's important that you're able to align with his purpose. Because if it doesn't work for you in the alignment of that purpose, if you can't see yourself down the road aligning with what he's got going on, then you're never going to be able to provide him the support that he needs, typically. Typically, if you just can't see it, then you're going to be possibly at odds around that. They want a woman that they feel has their back and who's going to stick with them. So it's one thing for a man to expect you to carry him on your back. Again, this is what do you call them? There's a name for it. But it's different for a man when he says, you know, it's one, I mean, he wants you to feel like you've got his back. What that looks like is, hey, don't abandon me when I'm having a rough time in the moment. It's not the guy that's like, carry me, take care of me, provide for me. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the guy that's saying, you know, don't look down on me when I'm having a rough time. Don't abandon me when I'm having a rough moment. Don't disrespect me when I'm in a moment of weakness. He's looking for that. Again, this just goes back to loyalty and respect. He's going to be looking for that person.
Spit it out.
Just popping her pee.
So you have to show him that you're going to pour into him. You're going to pour love and respect to him even in bad moments. He's going to be looking for that. Or do you have that capability? If you don't feel like you have that capability, then don't waste each other's time. And as a man, you have to show him that these are just moments and they're not going to be continuous character defect, that you're not going to be dwelling at the bottom expecting her always to be keep dragging you out of the bottom. You're not going to emotionally just tank her with stuff that she's constantly having to pull you out of. You're going to show her that, you know, that you do what you need to do, but you still want her to have your back. So, the last one kind of sums up what we've been discussing, a lot of this just comes down to feminine energy. And, feminine energy is, energy that is joyful and caring and kind and nurturing. And something that I always, told my girls, growing up, as I said, you know, you want to look good, you want to sound good, you want to smell good, taste good. I mean, you know, have nice lipstick on. I don't know. So look good, smell good, sound good, taste good. And the other day I heard my daughter was getting ready. She was getting ready. And I heard her going through the list of her head. Look good, smell good, sound good. I'm like,
oh, you drove that
right on.
I did my job. She's in there. Look good, smell good, sound good. So she's getting her. Yeah.
You guys have the same list too.
Yeah. So we'll just wrap up the men part, the women's part. I'm going to have to rush through the women's part.
That's not possible to rush through.
Well, I'm going to have five things for the women. But again, I'm going to finish this one up. Is a man that only wants to have sex with you is going to want to use you. He's not going to care. He's just not going to care. If you're feminine or it's not going to matter. Okay, we're going to wrap it up there.
Liam's in there nodding his head. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Yeah. So
now we're going to get to the women part.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing about women is that a lot of times we women, we can get caught up in holding on to our masculine energy. And how this shows up is there can be so much emotional stress that it's wreaking havoc inside of us. And when we have this anxiety and emotional stress, what we end up doing is we end up trying to control everything. And that control takes us into masculine energy. And a lot of times trying to control the situation, control the man. So that, you know, being able to maybe work on that and let go of some of that masculine energy will allow us to step into that feminine energy, the joyfulness, the softness, nurturing, caring, So that for that.
So before you go into the next topic, we're going to take a
break.
Good time to take a break.
Yep.
Okay, we'll see
you're
you back.
Back
here in 2 minutes. I'll make a path to the rainbow.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if the professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show. And we're back. And we are back with our co-host over here singing something, Lenny Matthews.
Hi there.
And we have Katie, our sponsor from Heavenly Donuts, right here with us. And Shyla, listening in, a friend of ours here. And so we're brought to you tonight by Carlene's Restaurant. Great food. Deja Vu, great breakfast and lunch, mm-hmm. and Deja Brew, which has great coffee, and Heavenly Donuts, which has great donut holes. All right. We would like to hear from you. Call 530-605-4567 or listen to us at KCNR1460.com or 96.5 FM, and you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Messenger, on Facebook, to Ask Al, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews. Okay, so moving on. We're going to the next topic is women.
The yes, we're switching over to the women's topics. And I apologize. I'm cutting us short. I did only pick five topics for women.
What? I was going to say, I love that we only have five and the men have had seven.
Yes,
ten,
well, hey.
Nine.
There's four of you here in... You know, so I should get seven, you get five. So.
We require less.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm going to start with my list now.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got off sidetrack.
This is five things that a woman needs from a man. And so we talk about this a lot in here, the disconnect between men and women about what the other gender wants. And so, you know, this list is just breaking down a few things for the men, you know, just to have a more successful, happy, satisfying relationship. So the first one, no surprise, is security. So one thing that a woman needs from a man is security. And we're not just talking about physical security. We're not talking about the act of protecting her, although that is important. We need to feel safe. That's going to look different in different situations. But it's also about protecting the woman emotionally. So you have to be careful for the woman about not bringing toxic energy to your woman, not burdening her with unnecessary stress. And most men don't want to do that. The most men want to make the woman
happy.
Yeah, happy and make her feel better. But, you know, if you're bringing in a burdening her with a lot of unnecessary stress, she's going to have a hard time staying in a healthy place, a positive, healthy place. And for you men, you want to keep her in a positive. I'm having trouble with my peas tonight.
You are.
positive, healthy place, because when she's in a positive, healthy place, it strengthens her, and then she's there to do the same for you. When a woman does not have security, she doesn't feel comfortable in the relationship. And so security, it depends on what that woman considers a sense of security. You ask different women and ask them. Ask your woman, what makes you feel secure? What can I do for you that makes you feel secure? Is there anything that I'm not doing that I could be doing? It's a conversation. Have a conversation with her, because
I would imagine each woman has different priorities.
I would think so. That's based on their love language, based on their background and experiences. So again, if she doesn't have a sense of security, she isn't going to be comfortable in the relationship. If she's uncomfortable, in some way, she's not feeling cherished, and being cherished is feeling secure. So when a woman doesn't feel comfortable and safe, she's not going to be able to open herself up, and especially in the way that you want her to. She's not comfortable and safe. She's just not going to open up. And it pretty much keeps her in a place of keeping her walls up. She's not secure. Again, every woman has a different idea of what security is. That is going to require a conversation. It's not something that you can guess at, because you might be guessing wrong. You want to be able to keep her in a place of feeling vulnerable with you. That vulnerability, if we feel like we can be vulnerable and you guys like the vulnerability, then it's a great exchange. Part of providing security is, here's a big one, officially committing to the woman. When you're dating a woman and you're not able to provide her with an official title, even if it's just the title of girlfriend, and saying that, look, I'm committed to you, she's not going to feel secure in the relationship. And so here we go. She's not going to feel secure in the relationship. She's not going to be comfortable in the relationship. And guess what happens? It gets gamey. And then you get the worst side of us. And then you're like, what's wrong with her? She's crazy. Well, because we're wanting to be secure. And if a guy can't give you that security that you need, move on. Move on. That's after you've tried to have a conversation with him and say, hey, I need to feel this way. And if he responds in a way that makes you be like, I want to provide that for you, good, keep working on it. But if he looks at you like, don't bug me with that. No. Abort. Abort mission. So part of providing security is, okay, so committing the relationship and saying I'm committed to you so she can feel secure. And then you will start seeing her. She'll be her best self. And in reality, it's superficial acts that she does not feel secure in the relationship. Now, Lanny, you're underlining this for me. And so in reality, it's superficial acts that she does that makes her not feel secure. You know what? I wrote that, guys, and I don't even know what I meant. I'm moving on.
But honestly,
I can't fake that one.
We'll come back to that.
I think there were typos in there. I don't know.
No,
go ahead. Do you have something to say on that?
Well, I think what you were trying to say is a woman knows when something is genuine. And there's just, or if a man is giving you just enough that he thinks he's going to keep you around and keep you happy. I know when something is superficial and when something is heartfelt and genuine and someone's put an effort into it.
Well, and then you have to try a conversation. And if the conversation doesn't provide an answer that's satisfactory, then he's not wanting to go down that road, more than likely. He's just not wanting to go there. And if that's the case, then he's not wanting it. So as a man, you want to be able to provide her with that sense of, I'm committed to you. So I'm kind of repeating myself here, but a lot of men are, a lot of men are also dealing with women they do love, but because of past trauma for the men, in relationships, they are afraid to move forward in that kind of relationship, and so there's nothing to do there, but you just got to work on yourself with that.
Right.
If you have past trauma as a man and it's difficult for you to move forward and give that commitment, then, you know, work on that. So the number two thing, we're not going to get through all five, I don't think. The number two thing that a woman needs from a man is communication. So it's kind of circles back on what we were just saying. If she doesn't feel like she can talk to you, then there's going to be a problem, and then this goes back to security. If she doesn't feel like she can talk to you, she's not going to feel secure. If she can't talk to you, then how is she even going to know that you are into her, or that you're committed to this relationship? So, you know, man, you create space for her to communicate. Keep the lines of communication open. It's important for her to know that she can talk to you. You want to keep that line of communication open because you want to keep this relationship soft and tender and good. You want to be creating the best possible relationship that you can. So keep those lines of communication open. Lack of communication will bring doubt. It'll create confusion, and then once you have doubt, then you have confusion. Then you get chaos, and then you get the crazy. So it really just comes down to, for the woman, you know, help create. Ask her, what do I need to do to create a safe space for you? You know, when we're communicating, how do I need to make that safe for you? She'll tell you. It's important to know that whatever questions she has, she can ask you. Let her know that in the dating phase, you can say this in a date. And if a guy is serious, he's going to do these things. It's a beautiful thing when a man is hunting a partner. He's ready. He's ready to do these things. Let her know during the dating phase that anything that she needs to ask, she's free to ask it. She's not in danger. She's not in danger of you running off, scaring you away. So a lot of us will hold back in fear of running a man off or overwhelming the guy. We are afraid of that. We don't want to run you off, overwhelm you. But if you're serious about having a loving, healthy relationship, then make it clear that the lines of communication are always open. One of the greatest frustrations for a woman is a man's lack of expressing himself. He's not expressing what he's thinking or what his desires are. And so that closes down the communication process. So granted, there's a lot of women out there who don't communicate well and don't handle it well when the man communicates either. And in this case, you can let it be known. Tell her why you don't communicate. See if you can correct it. And if you can't, then why are you wasting your time on the relationship? If she's a poor communicator and she's bringing too much trauma from the past into the relationship and therefore drama, she can't have healthy communication with you. Don't drag the relationship out. Don't let it go any further. I mean, if it can't be there, don't take any more time with it. You have to be sure you are doing your part. Be open to it. Be open to listen. Be open to expressing yourself. The third thing, as we're winding it up here, is patience. I think that kind of speaks for itself, just having patience, not getting frustrated at her, but learning, you know, just learning to be patient as you guys are going through your relationship building process. Don't fly off the handle. Don't get irritated easily. This doesn't mean becoming passive and not handling situations, but just being patient as you work through things. The fourth thing is leadership. Even if you're engaging in a relationship where there's two people that are, you know, sharing the leadership, because this gets dicey. It's a dicey language, and, you know, a lot of people have dual, I don't know how to say it. I'm just saying that a woman needs a sense of leadership. No matter what your role is in the relationship, she needs it. Okay. Yeah. We're winding it down. I didn't get to number five. I apologize for that.
Number five was my favorite.
Attention. She needs attention.
She needs attention?
Yep. Okay.
And look how many things. There's
Thank
a lot
you for
of
listening in.
Well,
guys,
maybe
have a great
can.
Week.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I picked up my bag. I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.